your winner from Toronto, IndyCar Series winner from Toronto, Joseph Newgarden, joining the Freaks. And I say this with tongue-in-cheek, almost a twisted ankle, Joseph Newgarden. That was a lousy way to end that race and jump on the nose of your car and almost go faceplant, dude.
Yeah, I'm not going to hear the end of it. You know, the good thing is I didn't faceplant, so it would have probably been a much worse discussion if that happened. You know, just a bad dismount, right? You know, but I thought we gathered it up and we kept going. So, you know, it's okay. It's okay. We still, on the two car, we won the race, so it's okay. You know, it's slippery up here in Toronto. You got some mist going. You got stars in the car. It happens.
Joseph Newgarden, throughout your career, I don't care what series you're running in, when you won a race, just before you won the race, have you thought about how you're going to celebrate?
No, you know, normally not. No, you're very focused in on trying to execute. You know, whenever you're in the lead or you're trying to get the lead, you know, I don't think you really put much thought. I certainly don't put much thought into it. You know, you can have these little moments of images pop into your mind, but you don't put a ton of thought into it. So you kind of just, you know, react in the moment. And, you know, for me, it's just about getting to victory lane and celebrating with the crew and, you know, trying to chat with them about, you know, the good day that we had.
Well, Joseph, are you a superstitious person? Because sometimes, you know, some people think if I pretend to know what I'm going to do, then I'll jinx it.
You know, I'm not. You know, I think it's impossible not to have some thoughts. So, you know, like I said, you sometimes get images that pop into your mind. You know, you can think about, you know, oh, what's victory lane going to look like? You know, things like that. But I try not to put too much thought into it. Not from a superstitious reason. It's just that, you know, I think you got to stay focused on the job at hand. You know, before it's done, you can't think about, you know, the afterthought. So, you know, I don't think a little bit of daydreaming is bad. You know, it doesn't make me superstitious, but I think just you got to really zone in and lock in on what you're doing to try and make sure you get the job done.
Joseph, you made an interesting comment in Victory Lane, and tell me if I misread it. In my opinion, I thought you sounded a little frustrated when you talked about how you've won at Toronto before, now you've won there again, same with Barber, won there before, won again this year, and that you need, or you feel like you need to win at another track soon to prove to others that, yes, you can do this elsewhere. Did I read that frustration right, or was it just a comment?
I don't think so. I mean, it was probably just, I think it's just an odd circumstance. You know, I think we've had podiums other places. We've been in contention to win at other tracks and, you know, something goes our way. I find it funny that we always get good luck in Toronto. It's crazy, you know, how we always seem to get the yellow workout for us here. And I don't know how you do that. I don't know if we paid someone off in Toronto or what happened, but I don't think we have to prove too much to anybody right now. So I feel good about things. It's just, you know, it'll be nice to get another victory somewhere else where I haven't had it before with Team Penske. I think that'll be fun for us, and I'm excited to do that. We were close at Road America. I felt like we probably should have won that race, you know, if things fell our way a little differently, but I'm sure we're going to have plenty more good opportunities in the future.
Matt, actually, this is the most important question of the interview. Are you a Vanilla Ice fan?
A Vanilla Ice fan, you know? Ice Baby, you know, I'm down with that. I'm probably not, like, a super big aficionado for Vanilla Ice, but I got nothing against the guy.
The only reason I bring that up is you described this track in two different interviews this weekend as being like Ice Baby, and it's true. This is a tricky freaking track, but I just thought that was an interesting comparison. I'm like, I wonder if he is a Vanilla Ice fan.
Oh, you know, I think that was Elio, actually, that made the Ice Baby comment. But, you know, for me, yeah, they had asked me the question, you know, to try and describe this track to just, you know, everyday people that don't race cars and, you know, the conditions of it. And I said, you know, it's kind of like normal road conditions on entries with a bunch of speed bumps in front of you, and then you basically hit an ice lake in the middle of the track, and then you exit the corner on dirt. So that was my description of it, which still had some ice in it.
Oh, but right. IndyCar drivers aren't athletes. You do all that? What?
Yeah, it's a challenge. You know, Toronto's probably the most difficult place that we go to, certainly street course-wise, to figure out the balance because of all the different surfaces. But you're working hard to figure it out.
Joseph Newgarden is the IndyCar winner at Toronto Sunday. Joseph, new names are getting into the victory circle. They're not new names from the series, but they're new names to be at the front of the line, names like yourself. What's happened to some of the older guys, the guys that have won in the past? What's happened? Is it technology? Are they getting old? What's happened to bring some of the young guys to the front of the line?
Well, I think you got the most competitive series in the world, to be honest with you. You know, I mean, it's difficult for anyone to go on just a dominant tear where, you know, no one's even close to them. I just don't think you can do that in IndyCar. You know, there's variables. You've got the cautions that play variables into the race. You know, everyone's up and down from a performance standpoint just because everyone's so close. You know, if you want to find the most competitive racing series in the world, I think you have to look at the Verizon IndyCar series. And, you know, that's not me trying to tell you a plug. It's just if you look at it week in and week out, it's extremely competitive. And really anyone across the grid, you know, whether it's drivers or teams, they're all capable of winning. So it's a difficult championship to master and to become the champion of. So that's, you know, sort of the benefit of it right now is people get to enjoy that. It doesn't become boring for who wins the races.
Again, Joseph Newgarden is in the Speed Freaks pits. Joseph, do you feel some warmth from some of the guys in the past who have won 2, 3, 4 championships? Are they welcoming you? Are they willing to accept the fact that maybe it's time for a change of the guard, a pass of the baton?
I don't think anyone has ever voluntarily wanting to give it up. But you know, they almost don't need to. They're the guys that have been quick in the past are just as quick. You know, guys like Elio or Scott, they've been around a long time and they've had a lot of success, but they don't slow down. You know, they're still just as quick as ever. So you certainly got a lot of new blood in there trying to mark their territory as well. But you know, the older guard, they're not going to go anywhere and they're not going to be any more easy to beat nowadays. So, I think you're getting a nice mix. You're getting a nice mix of guys that are veterans and a mix of guys that are new and trying to prove themselves still.
You know, and getting back to what Kenny was saying about the parity in IndyCar right now, it's good to see that because it's guys winning from all ages as well. Guys winning from all nationalities, all ages. I mean, I just get so freaking frustrated that IndyCar doesn't have better ratings. And IndyCar, the attendance at Toronto was amazeballs. But how, you know, things are not better for IndyCar right now. It doesn't make sense to me. It can't make sense to you as a driver.
Well, you know, there's a lot of variables that come into play. And I think we're always trying to, you know, figure out the best way to reach a larger audience. But, you know, we have a very loyal fan base that's been with IndyCar for a long time. And, you know, I think there's opportunities in the future that will, you know, hopefully expand the horizons for the series and bring more eyeballs to our sport. You know, we're not missing anything from the competition side, that's for sure. You know, we've got a great mix of talent, you know, competition between drivers and teams. I think, you know, entertaining races. So, you know, there's a lot of ingredients to it, but for sure, we hope to reach a bigger audience at some point too. And I think we'll get there. You know, we have a great base. We have a great audience that we already reach. But, you know, reaching more, that's certainly our goal over the next couple years.
And, Joseph, you still have your cat, right? Your rescue cat?
You know, Simba's with my sister. He's been living there for the last couple years, so she takes great care of him.
Okay, because I remember there was a tweet. I'm trying to get some personality in here with you because people need to know who Joseph Newgarden is. You rescued this cat. Obviously, your sister has it now, but you never liked touching the cat food?
Oh, well, I don't know about that. We played these games called Penske games where we made videos, basically, and there was this one video where it was a mystery box and there was all sorts of mysterious items inside the box that we had to figure out what they were. And one of mine was cat food. So, you know, from the outside, you never know what it is. When you touch something that's like a little bit slimy, you have no idea what you're touching and it can kind of freak you out. So, pretty entertaining, but yeah, no, that wasn't, it was just a video, the series that we did with Team Penske.
Attaboy. Joseph Newgarden, joining the Freaks. Congratulations. It's a big win for you in Toronto, buddy.
Hey, thank you, guys. Yeah, appreciate it.
See ya. Yeah, we're hammering dudes about their lobsters, and now we're hammering dudes about cat food, Statman. What the hell is this? Is this like Dr. Phil for motorsports?
Tonight it is, yeah.
Wow.